This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Day two of the Pope's visit to the United States is pretty much in the books, and he was busy. The White House this morning, a meeting with American bishops at lunchtime, and a canonization at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception this afternoon. There's an address to Congress tomorrow, then he's off to New York City, and then this weekend, Philadelphia, where more than a million people are expected to turn out for a papal mass on Sunday afternoon. Proving that almost everything is a business opportunity, all those pilgrims, you know, are going to need a place to lay their weary heads. From WHYY in Philadelphia, Katie Culinary reports.
When Mark Zajac's wife heard a friend of a friend got $20,000 to rent out her place the week Pope Francis comes to Philadelphia, the couple decided to list their house on Craigslist and Airbnb.
So here's the room that we use.
Zajac gives me a tour of his three-bedroom row home, just a 10-minute walk from where the Pope will celebrate a huge outdoor mass.
This is the third floor.
He shows me the large master bedroom and bathroom, and the pièce de résistance, a roof deck.
You can actually see the top of the art museum over there, and I believe that is where the Pope is going to be delivering his mass.
How much for this view? The Zajacs are asking $14,000 for the whole week in hopes of taking a vacation in the Bahamas, but no takers.
So far, we have not gotten any feedback, no.
They're not the only ones. There are about 4,100 listings on Airbnb, and just a quarter of them are booked. That's according to Beyond Pricing, a startup that helps hosts price their listings. So, has Philly's papal housing bubble burst? Yes, says Beyond Pricing's Ian McHenry, who's seen this happen a lot.
Everything sells out. It makes all the headlines, and everyone starts seeing people listing their places for thousands of dollars, and they think, wow, if my neighbor can list their place for that, then I can too.
The other problem? It's hard to estimate just how many people will actually show up. Let's look back at another event that brought throngs of people to an American city.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
1.8 million people traveled to Washington, D.C. to see President Obama's first inauguration in 2009. But early estimates put that number at 4 million. Hotels filled up early, and thousands of people put up entire homes and guest rooms for rent, many for more than $1,500 a night, hoping to make a quick buck. But by the time Inauguration Day rolled around, people like Tanya Odabashian, whose company specializes in short-term rentals, couldn't give their units away.
Given that the media kept, you know, going on and on and on about how impossible it was going to be to get a hotel room, I think those that might have come and been happy to pay $300 a night for an apartment were thinking, holy crap, there's no way I'm going to get a room, and didn't even try, maybe? I don't know.
In the end, the supply was much bigger than the demand. It's the same in Philadelphia, where even hotels have vacancies now. And McHenry says most people are still charging three times what they should be.
It's not a gold rush. You should do it for a little extra money and for the joy of helping people out that need a place.
So if they're not paying to stay in a row house with a roof deck just a short walk from where Pope Francis will be, where exactly are papal pilgrims laying their heads? Many have found more humble accommodations in churches, museum floors, fitness clubs, and even the Philadelphia Zoo. I'm Katie Culinary for Marketplace.